What were we going to sing? I don't forgot. Amen. Oh, here we go. Eric, amen. This old world is filled with disappointments. Trouble every day. Many times I get discouraged. And I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. That's the reason I can sing as I go. Oh, we're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days later, then we're gonna sit down beside the river. How we long to be with Jesus and our loved ones gone before us. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. There's a land that's filled with milk and honey, and it's waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over that sea. I just keep on watching and waiting in this troubled world below. That's my thought. Oh, keep me singing as I go. Oh, we're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor. Then we're gonna sit down beside the river. How we long to be with Jesus and our loved ones gone before us. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. And what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day. A lot of times I don't think we think about it. We don't think how it's actually going to be to see Him. Just who He is, what He is, His majesty, His glory. I mean, I've never seen a king before, but I can just imagine the royalty about it, the regality, the all, the pomp. And He's the King of Kings. The King of Kings, amen. I can't get over that, amen. But one day, all the greatest kings of the world has ever been are going to get on their knee and recognize Him as Lord, amen. And He's my daddy, amen. What a blessing, amen. Amen, my big brother. So I thank the Lord for being saved, and we have a wonderful Savior, amen.
Thank you. imagine that we're in heaven and all our troubles are gone. They'll be singing and oh, a shouting and how we're gonna carry on. When we see our blessed Jesus, I believe we're gonna sing. What a Savior, what a Master, He took my sins away. What a Savior, and what a Master, and what a friend is He. With His glory and with His Calvary, just to set me free.
Jesus Christ took Barabbas' place. He took mine. And thank the Lord for it.
From my prison cell, I watched them play their cruel game. Just a man, a blindfold, and a purple robe of shame. Each man struck him on his face and said in mockery, "Prophesy and tell us, was it either him or me?" Then they brought him to my cell and said, "Man, don't you know? Barabbas, you're the people's choice. He'll die, you're free to go." Later on, I watched them take his life on Calvary. I told myself a thousand times, it was either him or me, either him or me. He took my place on Calvary. I'm so unworthy to be free. It was either him or me. Down inside sin prison cell, bound with chains so strong, awaiting death, the wages for which I had worked so long. And there was
I hope I didn't embarrass anybody.
From my prison cell, I watched them play.
Let's see, that's the second, the first verse. Here we go. Why don't I start all over? All right, let's start all over with a chorus. Let's start over with a chorus. Amen.
It was either him or me. He took my place on Calvary. I'm so unworthy to be free. It was either him or me.
Down inside sin's prison cell, bound with chains so strong, awaiting death, the wages for which I had worked so long. And knowing hell awaited me in eternity, the warden said there was no hope, me. Then I stumbled to the prison window where I saw a wounded man upon a cross who died for one and all. I knew that somehow through his death that I could be set free. That's when I put my faith in him. It was either him or me. Either him or me. He took my place on Calvary. I'm so unworthy to be free. It was either him or me.
Either him or me.
He took my place on Calvary. It was either him or me. It was either him or me.